enjoy the worship today. Today, this morning, Pastor Lily is sharing the word of God. Let's welcome Pastor Lily.
Praise God. A very good morning to all of you. Okay, you know, it's a very scary thing that when you are so prepared in your sermon, printed out everything, and then last night I got down to pray. Everything was really done. The printing and the PowerPoint all done. And then suddenly you hear this voice change their message. The big portion was changed. And that's why I was late for the SDG. I want to get the church to, when you are interceding, to kindly remember Pastor Tony's mom in prayer. I think last week, she was finding difficulty breathing, and they told us, oh, maybe because she and the husband, they are all very, very old already. The mom is 89, the dad is 92. I mean, at such an old age, they are still eating ice cream and drinking cold drinks. So, abe namon, you know, basic, you know, my pneumonia or bronchitis. And so they warded her, and, you know, they say, oh, it's just a very small thing, you know, nothing. And last week was our national day. Many of the MRI centers, the result reading were all closed because of the national day. And then just suddenly out of the blue, you know, the whole news turned 180 degrees. Oh, it's no more, you know, indeed serioso. The MRI and the CT scan came out. Pastor Tony's mom contracted pancreatic cancer. And it was a very shocking news to us. In fact, I was wondering whether we should fly back tomorrow, you know, and just to talk to her, because when I heard about pancreatic cancer, I said, oh no, what is that? There's no cure for pancreatic cancer. And if you got it at a fourth stage, it's very, very fast. But until today, the doctor cannot even, you know, tell us what stage it is. So I went to read. That's why it's very interesting. I think nowadays the Lord is leading me to always go to the root cause. So I went to the root cause, and it's very shocking. The root cause is frustration, okay, anger, and rejection, no sweetness in life, inheritance issue, and relationship traumas. When I read all this, I realized that she was a woman unloved by her husband. So I turned around and I told Pastor Tony, your father is killing her. And she has been keeping and keeping, you know, all the things that the father has done against her. And from a stomach cancer, it has now morphed into pancreatic cancer. I think right now, I told Pastor Tony, if you go back, it's nothing to do except you have to lead her to repentance. Because I think there is a lot of emotional garbage that I think is already the stronghold of the devil. From stomach, when you have stomach, means you cannot stomach life. You cannot digest the hardship of life. You cannot digest the harshness of life. That's why you got stomach problem. Okay, basically, whatever cancer you have, it is always a sign, okay, a last cry to be loved by others. So I think she got what she wants. All the sibling rally, and then 24/7, okay, they are taking care of her. So pray for her. Father, right now, I want to pray for Pastor Tony's mom. Her soul is more important than healing. She has really lived to 89 and soon will be touching 90. She has lived a full, right life. But Father, you can see that the life is not sweet, but the life is full of rejection, hatred, and even anger against her husband and even other people. So Father, I pray that right now, before you bring her home, give her an open window in her consciousness, void of dementia, that she has clarity of mind to repent and to relocate all her angst, all her sorrows, all her unforgiveness into the hands of Jesus, so that there's no root of bitterness in her, that the grace of God may not be cut off from her life. I commit her soul to you. If you want to heal her and give her more years to live, you heal her. But if it's time to go, let her soul and spirit and emotion be right with you first. In Jesus' name I ask and I pray. Praise God. If you have a Bible, kindly turn with me to Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 34. There are three scripture key texts I want to read to you today. All right. And the first one will be from the, in fact, all of them. Okay. Two of them are from the New Testament and one from the Old Testament. Let's read Matthew 6, 25 to 34. And I'll be reading to you from the New King James Version. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Psalms 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Father, bless today's message. Quicken the word to our hearts. Convict us this morning. Rearrange and reorder our life one more time. Holy Spirit, you take over. Hide me behind the cross of Jesus. I am not worthy, but you are worthy. Let your grace be made perfect in my weakness. And I pray for the hearers today to receive the grace of God abundantly. In Jesus' name I ask and I pray. It may be the sloppiest, most all-inclusive word used in human language. This word called need. N-E-E-D. We put far too many things into our need category. Just now we read Matthew 6, one of the three key texts of our sermon or our message today. What is the background of Matthew 6? Matthew 6 is a passage from the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches us about trusting God instead of worrying about our daily needs. Here in Matthew 6, Jesus is reminding us that we have a Heavenly Father who knows exactly what we need. Brothers and sisters, this morning, I want to explore with you and dissect on the anatomy of this word called needs. My title this morning will just simply be on this one sloppy yet simple word called needs. The outline of my sermon this morning will be as follows. The contrast, the comfort, the confrontation, the causes, the cure, the five C's. Number one, let's look at the contrast between needs and wants. In order to know the contrast, the difference between needs and wants, we all today must know the definition of both of them. What are needs? Needs are simply defined as basic necessities, as is mentioned in Matthew 6. Like what? Food, water, shelter, clothing, strength for the day, grace for the moment. Basic needs. Needs are also defined as spiritual needs. We need forgiveness every day. We need salvation, guidance, and peace of God every day. This is defined as the needs of our life. The basic necessities of life plus the spiritual needs. How about wants? What are wants? Wants are defined as desires, handom, gana, that may or may not align with God's will. And this handom or the gana are often based on our emotions, our culture, or comparison with others. Pastor Tony last week commented to me a finding about Singapore doctors. Pastor Tony told me that Singapore doctors are very comparative and competitive with one another. If you don't believe this statement, just drive your car to the most expensive private hospital in Singapore, known as Mount Elizabeth Hospital. In a basement car park, you'll see rows and rows and rows of the branded car known as Audi. It seems like it's a trend among the doctors working in Mount Elizabeth Hospital that if you buy a high-end Audi car, the next week I will be the one to buy. Then your neighbor, who's also a doctor in the same hospital, will also buy an Audi to compete with you. They will always have this desire to compete and compare with one another. Next, the comfort. Matthew 6 give us a few comforting truths. But before I can tell you what are these comforting truths, I just want to stress again. We put too many things into our need category. That is why Jesus reminds us in Matthew 6, our key text, that we have a Heavenly Father who knows what we need. And embedded in this reminder are both a comfort and a confrontation. But right now, in this point, let's look at the comfort. What is the comforting truth from Matthew 6, our key text? The comfort is that there is one who once created and now controls everything that is, and who has unleashed His awesome power so that you and I may receive from His hand every good things we need to be what we were designed to be and to do what